All right, so tomorrow is the big Paul Ryan Donald Trump meeting. You guys got to admit, all right? I mean, I don't. Maybe you won't. Maybe you won't admit it. But let's just pretend you're going to admit it. For somebody that didn't want to be the speaker, for somebody that didn't want to have all this responsibility, for somebody that didn't want to run for president and be the white knight, Paul Ryan sure is creating a lot of noise for absolutely no reason. No reason whatsoever. I mean, seriously. I mean, let's think about the Paul Ryan history here for a minute. Can we do that, or is that a no-go? Can we do that real quick? Can we talk about Paul Ryan and this this history of I don't want to be the speaker. I want to hang out with my kids, and no, I don't want to be the white knight. I don't want to be the decider in this. No, I for someone who doesn't want to do any of these things, he really is putting himself out there. Seriously. I mean, wow, man. Can a politician be any more just skeevy and scheming and first, he don't want to be the Speaker of the House. He doesn't want to be Speaker of the House. Unless they kick and scream and beg him. And then they do. And he's got a whole bunch of demands. Mainly hanging out with his kids on the weekend and not working longer than 5 hours a week. Whatever the hell it is. I don't know. Whatever stupid game that he played to feel wanted, to feel like a girl who just has to constantly be told she's beautiful and she's pretty and she's smart and she's gorgeous and she's everybody's favorite and blah, 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 blah. Okay. You got it. And then I'm going to go to Israel. I'm going to make these videos. I'm going to, be the voice of the wing of the party that wants open borders and, the Syrian refugees and just, again, the guy who doesn't want to be controversial or the guy who doesn't want publicity or the guy who just, is doing everything for the good of the party because the party is begging him. That's the Ryan mantra. That's the spiel. Ryan is only doing what he does because the party has come to him. He's only the Speaker of their House because the party came to him. Everything is about coming to him. And yet, when it's time to do what's right, to not create waves, to not create a big hoopla, he goes on CNN. First off, he knew what was going to happen when he went on CNN. Because remember, he had already two different times and basically went against a proposal or a speech or something that Trump had said without saying Trump's name. And it got headlines. And he didn't have to do that. Remember, this is a guy, once again, who's only the Speaker of the House because the party begged him. The party needed him. He's Mr. Low Key. He's Mr. Been There, Done It. Psst, why do I want to be the Speaker of the House? I ran for Vice President of the United States. Psst, I've been on a national stage. I've debated the sitting Vice President. Psst, this is beneath me, Speaker of the House. I'll do it because you need me. But I'm just going to do enough to get things moving, get along, go along, don't cause waves. I mean, that was the whole Ryan premise. But then he has a press conference. Talks about Republican values and things that are being said on the campaign trail. Trump, don't represent the values of the Republican Party. Instantly, people were like, he's talking about Trump. Ryan is smack talking Trump without saying Trump's name. And then a week or two later, Trump says something else. What happens? Ryan comes out, does another speech, and people go, he's smack-talking Trump again. Remember, there's a guy who's only doing what he does for the party. He's only doing this because the party begged him, please be the Speaker of the House. We hate John Boehner. And the establishment was saying, please be the Speaker of the House. The Freedom Caucus is driving us nuts, but they like you. Play that. But yet here he is injecting himself in the primary race, giving these speeches about the front runner, and basically saying, I am opposite of front runner. I am opposite of the millions and millions and millions of people that support the front runner. And you're sitting there going, wow, for somebody who doesn't want to kind of make waves, somebody who doesn't want to get in the middle of all this muck unless they have to, he sure is just volunteering to be in the muck. And that's why I said before, the whole white knight thing was real. It was legit. The plan 100% was to go to that convention, have it be contested, and Paul Ryan swoops in and becomes the nominee. 100%. Listen, Paul Ryan puts on this front. It's a front. That's what it is. It's a front. Just like the speakership, I don't want it. That's a front. Him running around Israel, him making these campaign videos, him speaking out against Trump. Remember, ultimately, a contested convention would have been him against Trump. Would have been him against Cruz. Would have been him against Kasich. That's what it have been. He was the white knight. He was the white knight. And I bet you, I bet you, Cruz was going to be the VP. And it all blew up. It all blew up. It all blew up. Indiana blew everything up. It was like a nuclear blast in Japan. It was like Hiroshima. It was it. Over. Surrender. So Ryan goes on CNN. And he had to know. I mean, come on. He didn't tell me he's Karen from Goodfellas. He's just a babe in the woods. I didn't know anything. I didn't know. I don't. Come on, Karen. You know about the drugs. You were on the phone. But they want Henry. They don't want me. They want. He knew he was going to be asked. So you support Donald Trump? He knew it. He knew it. He knew going in. They're going to ask me if I support Donald Trump. So here's what I'm going to say. Yeah. He knew it. He knew it. If he wasn't this person that just wanted to, you know, do his thing, and he's only doing it because the House, the party needs him. The party needs him. If he was really that person, he would have given the standard answer that people are giving who are not thrilled that Trump is the nominee, so they just don't say the name Trump. They say, I support the nominee. So you support Donald Trump. I support the nominee. So you are getting behind Donald Trump. There are things that Donald Trump, as far as policy, there's some things that we have differences on. But at the end of the day, I support the nominee. I am doing what other, you know, former candidates, senator, I'm doing what is done in both parties. I'm doing what is done in both parties, and that is support the nominee. Paul Ryan could have said that. Paul Ryan could have said that. He's not a dumb guy, at least I don't think he is. So he knew what was going to be asked, and he could have said, listen, Jake, I support the nominee. So you support Donald Trump. I support the nominee. Now, in the next week, I'm going to have a meeting with Donald Trump. We're going to see about unifying the party even more. I know there's some members that have some concerns, as do I. I have concerns on some issues. We are a little different on certain issues. But ultimately, I am the Speaker of the House. I am a Republican. And I support the nominee of my party. End of story. Real simple. If you watched the Marco Rubio interview last night, I mean, Paul Ryan is technically supposed to be more experienced than Marco Rubio. Paul Ryan ran for vice president. And Marco Rubio gave a very, very eloquent interview last night. And Jake Tapper, man, it was like every angle. I mean, he used every single tool in that toolbox Well, you called Donald Trump a con man. You did this. And you're going to support. And Marco Rubio goes, listen, I'm going to support the nominee. I signed a pledge. I made a pledge. I'm going to honor my pledge. I'm going to support the nominee of my party. But you said he was a con man. You would feel, if he had his fingers on the... Listen, Donald Trump won. The voters have spoken. I wish the outcome was different, but the voters spoke. And what I'm not going to do is sit up here for 6 months and criticize him. I stand by the things that I said, but I think he deserves a chance to speak to the voters. He won. I mean, watching Marco Rubio last night, as somebody who wasn't a Marco Rubio fan, became a fan of Marco Rubio last night. Here's a guy that acted more professional, acted with more dignity, more honor. I mean, than 60, 70-year-old career politicians. If you listen to the Rubio interview last night and put that against Lindsey Graham, it's like night and day. And Lindsey Graham's supposed to be the veteran, the expert. He's this respected, whatever the hell he is. 65-year-old, never married, never having kids. Man who lives with his sister. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to Lindsey Graham, I'll never vote for Donald Trump. He's just a danger. He's a crazy. And Lindsey Graham was one of those people that signed a pledge. He was one of those people that said, I will support the nominee. Even if it's Mr. Trump, I will support the nominee. So Paul Ryan could have easily did what Marco Rubio did, but he didn't. He didn't for a reason. Because this, I just don't want to do this. And okay, I'll do it, but I'm going to be dragging my feet. I'm going to do it just because you're begging me to. Okay, but. That's BS. This guy is a calculating, scheming, BSing politician. He knew he was going to get asked that question. He knew it. 100% he knew it. He gave the answer of, well, I'm not ready yet. He knew that was going to spark controversy. He knew that was going to get people riled up. He knew it was going to create a news cycle for a week. Put him in the spotlight. And everybody's talking about this meeting tomorrow, the big meeting. And whoever's advising him is pretty stupid. Seriously, he's pretty stupid because it's starting to backfire. Well, hell, it's been backfiring. But now you got people in the House that are saying, hey, he's wrong. He's wrong. You have people in the House. You have members in the House saying the Speaker is wrong. Why is he playing games? Remember, guys. Just remember this notion, and it's bizarre how the media is spinning this, and other Republican, the know-it-alls, the pundits, the Wolf Blitzer. It's amazing how no one questions their bizarre logic, which is Donald Trump on the ticket is going to cost people their House seats and their Senate seats. Well, if the guy's got record turnout, if the guy's winning in states like West Virginia and Pennsylvania, if the guy's winning in different, I mean, think about New York, think about Pennsylvania, think about Rhode Island, every district he won, every district, record numbers. Remember, Pennsylvania, 2012, 400 and something thousand people turned out to vote, and that was for Romney, Gingrich, Santorum. 2016, 800,000 people turned out to vote just for Trump. Talking about a 60-70% uptick in voter turnout in Pennsylvania. So why do these pundits, why do these panel of experts seem to think all of these House seats are going to be gone? The Republicans are going to lose all these. There's members in these districts that are sitting there going, oh, this is a cakewalk. This is going to be a cakewalk. Trump won huge in this district. I'm going to win huge. And those people are going to Ryan and saying, why are you playing games? Why are you playing games? You're doing something that doesn't need to be done. What's your motive here? Who's pulling your string? You're going to be up for re-election. You're getting challenged by a dude with tattoos who rides a motorcycle. You are risking your own seat. As Sarah Palin said, you are risking being cantered. So who is talking to Paul Ryan? Who? It's bad advice. It's horrible advice. Horrible advice. Unless there's somebody who still thinks that they can take the nomination away from Trump and give it to a white knight, which would be Paul Ryan. That's the question. That's the question. Is it really done and settled? Is it really done and settled? Or does the establishment have one last plan, one last Hail Mary gimmick? We'll soon find out.